You will have heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, for many parents today, that village isn't there. We've moved away from home or our parents aren't able to help out. That reality often bites the hardest in the first few weeks after a baby's born, and sometimes partners get very little time off work to help everyone settle in. The Australian health system does offer some support after you have a baby, but with one in five expecting or new mums developing depression or anxiety, is that enough? What sort of support would have made a difference to your new family in those first days and weeks after your baby came home? Did you feel anxious or maybe worried about how your partner would cope once you were back at work? You can head to our Facebook page to tell us more. Renee Adair is the founder and director of the Australian Doula College, and she says postnatal doulas are one solution to help fill the gap in care after a birth. Renee, welcome to Life Matters.
Hello, Hilary. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us what postnatal doulas do, and maybe we should clarify the difference also between a doula that helps out during a birth.
Sure. So I guess a lot of people think we're primarily available for birth only and don't see us as working with them in the postnatal period. But more and more people are hiring us purely for that postnatal time. So once you get home, you've got your baby, those first 6 weeks of life, as you mentioned, can be quite daunting. So people are reaching out to us to give them a helping hand.
And what kind of helping hand do you give? It's quite different from, say, a midwife or a nurse, isn't it?
Yes, doulas don't do anything medical. I think that's the biggest difference. We're an information bank, a support network, physically and emotionally, someone who's there to really walk through that journey of those first few weeks into parenting, which can be really challenging, particularly if women have had a challenging birth experience, or as you mentioned, their partners are going back to work early and they haven't done this before. So they have a baby, there's no village and no one to help out.
So what is the structure of care after someone goes home from hospital or has their baby and heads off to do it by themselves?
It does vary from state to state and from the private and public sector. Some hospitals do have postnatal services where midwives will go into the home for a couple of weeks and see that woman postnatally and the baby to do the baby check and check on mum. But they're not doing that hands-on work that we're doing. So we might prepare a meal, for example. We can stay for 4 or 5 hours at a time so mum can have a sleep. We might be able to we might be able to assist mum with breastfeeding, bottle feeding, sleep and settle tips and tricks, and really be around to boost her confidence. And I think that's one of the biggest jobs that a postnatal doula can do.
And why are people not feeling so confident? Is it just that people aren't having as many kids as we used to and we don't see that parenting model around as much?
I think there's a variety of reasons, I think, and you mentioned you touched on a few during the intro. We're having our babies much later. I think that makes a big difference. We don't have that village mentality anymore, so women are alone. Women are going into birth and that postnatal period confused, overwhelmed, already possibly tired and fearful, not knowing, not having the confidence that I think we're used to, which is odd to me. I had my babies 23 and 22 years ago now, and I didn't feel that way. I felt quite confident, and I think even in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of fear come in around birth and around those early parenting days. There's a lot of great information, but I think a lot of information has also become quite confusing. And it's eroding at women's natural ability to really step into their intuition and be present. So I really find that when I'm working with women in that postnatal period, it's helpful to remind them that they've got all the answers and they can do it. And those first few weeks can be very challenging, most certainly, particularly when we've managed a life prior to having a baby, and we discover we can't manage, in inverted commas, a small baby.
Well, I do sometimes wonder too how much it is about a natural intuition and how much, from my own memories, it was about someone who knew what they were doing coming in and saying, oh, you know, have you tried this? Mm-hmm. And I guess it sounds like it's different here than in some other cultures or parts of our community where families or communities do rally round after a birth, and so you've got that experience there. Is that something that a doula, excuse me, can attempt to fill the gap with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So by just being there and letting a mama know what's normal, stepping up, try this, let's do this, assisting with some kind of pattern and ritual so that mums are, again, it comes down to that building confidence. I'm building a foundation so that when I leave, there's a grounding, there's a nice soft landing place for her to go on and parent her baby with a bit more confidence than perhaps she might have left the hospital with. You know, we have a rising postnatal depression rate in Australia. Women are very anxious, and they're often having really confusing and complex birthing scenarios so that they don't have that soft landing place to go home to. Some women might have a cesarean, for example, they weren't expecting, and so they're trying to recover from that as well as parenting. I think the situation is very complex. Partners are going back to work very quickly, and we're just leaving women alone, and isolation is not the way forward. You know, when we're talking about women and babies.
And Renee, it's basically outsourcing the things that might once have been done by families or neighbours. How much does it cost to get a doula?
Sure. So at the college, we have a student package available. So there's 5 postnatal visits, about 4 hours long, and it's only $385. We also have a charity arm called Doula Heart Network, and all of our services are free to women in need. So if you cannot afford one, we will just simply send one to you.
And is that just in New South Wales or nationally?
No, that's nationally. Okay. And some women want someone with more experience, and we can arrange that. And some women might prefer a longer, more intensive program postnatally than others. So we work on an individual basis.
We're chatting with Renee Adair, who's a director at the Australian Doula College. And I'm wondering, too, what your experience has been. Our Facebook page has been flooded with comments about what might have made a difference in those early days and weeks. Jackie writes, I couldn't have survived without the Nursing Mothers Association, now the Australian Breastfeeding Association.
Yes.
A real woman at the end of the phone to talk me through all the challenges. And Tori writes, my partner had generous paternity leave and it was immeasurably beneficial having him home in those first days and weeks. Between the two of us, we were able to sleep, bond, recover, and share the joys of getting to know our son. I never felt alone. It was a beautiful time. That is a very different experience to some of the other comments we're seeing online. Mm. Now, you might be wondering where doulas fit in the healthcare system, which also has midwives and maternal and child healthcare nurses in support roles. Celia Cass is a midwife and also a mother of 3. Celia, welcome to Life Matters.
Hi.
Now, on a typical shift as a midwife for you, what happens? Is there enough time to give every new mum the recommended care?
Oh, there is never enough time to give the care that we want to provide. It really depends on where you're working and what your staffing situation is like. For example, when I started initially back in 2002, 2003, we were looking after 6 women on a morning shift and 5 women on an afternoon shift and up to 10 women and babies overnight. And ideally, you want to get in there and spend the duration of one entire feed with each family, but that can take up to an hour. And if a woman has twins, you know, and your call bells are going to attend your other patients, or there might be phone calls that you have to answer, it can be really challenging. And it's just wonderful knowing that there are other services available to women where they can have somebody come in and spend the time that we can't dedicate.
And Celia, often people leave hospital very soon after a birth these days. What kind of follow-up care can midwives do? Or is it basically that baby's out, I'm sorry, we can't help you anymore?
Well, it very much depends on where you live, as Renee was saying. So in many areas, women will receive a postnatal visit from a midwife. That midwife might be visiting 4, 5, or even 6 families in that day, and she's working an 8-hour shift and has to account for her commute, which might be small in an urban area or large in a rural area. And we're really just going in there to make sure that mum and baby are physically well. So she hasn't got any complications. How's the feeding going? Do you have any questions? Okay, great. Thanks. See you later. And as Renee was saying, we're not able to help with that transition to parenthood side of things as much as we would like to. You know, sometimes you go into those families and you see the rally of family helping them with those things, and other times you go in and the baby might be 3 days old and dad's back at work and the mother's there at home on her own, and that can be really, really challenging.
And Celia, I'm wondering if there are ever tensions between the roles of midwives and, say, a doula, for example, when it comes to breastfeeding advice.
I haven't had as much exposure to postnatal doulas. I've certainly worked with doulas in birth suite environment, and some midwives who have a negative opinion of doulas because they think they kind of go in and take all of the glory but don't have any of the responsibility. That's not an opinion that I share, though. I think we can all work together collaboratively because the midwife is there to provide the physical clinical care, and she might have responsibility for other families, whereas the doula will be dedicated just to that woman that she's with in that moment, and she won't leave until the job's done. And I think that's wonderful. I think it's just about being open and communicate.
And a lot of people are aware that midwives are also caring people, often in a caring profession, but yeah, they're constrained by the limits of their role. I want to ask too about the maternal and child health nurse role, because some people might be saying, well, why don't you just call them if you're struggling at home?
Oh, yes. Well, they're quite limited in their service provision as well. So most women will receive one visit, one home visit from a maternal and child health nurse, or child and family health nurse as they're known in some states. And then after that, they'll be invited to go to the clinic. And if they've got some high risk needs, they might receive a second home visit. But again, it's more sort of the clinical care, and they're going in and they check the safety of the household and the sleeping arrangements, and I'm not so sure about their acuity, how many visits they might do in a day. It might be sort of just three or four, so they certainly have a little bit more time. And some council or health areas may have a drop-in clinic where women can come and just sort of pop in, have their baby weighed, ask a few questions, rally with other mums who might have come on that day and head off again. And most mums around Australia, when they have their first baby, will be allocated a mother's group, which is wonderful. So a group of women will be brought together, and they'll have a series of sessions presented to them, and time to interact and ask questions and share the experience of new motherhood. And then after that, hopefully they will have created some bonds to continue that mother's group after the set sessions finish.
Yes, it is good to be able to at least share the confusion amongst other people.
Celebration is key.
Yes. And Celia, from your experience, how much is this a problem with people's individual support networks, and how much is it a broader structural problem with the way we view maternity in the health system in Australia?
Oh, gosh, there's so much in that. I think there's many contributing factors. Obviously, it's an expensive world, and it very much depends on the paternity leave that families might have access to as to how long dads can stay home. And I think a lot of families plan for about the 2 to 3 week mark, which is wonderful, but it's certainly not uncommon to hear of dads just having a few days off for the birth and then going straight back. We tend to have had to move away from our families for work or other commitments, and then we don't have that village around us, as you were saying. And we've certainly been very lucky in the community that we live. We've made some wonderful friends who are all going through a similar experience, and I really do feel that I've got people that I can call on if I need, but many people won't have access to that. And the health system is stretched. You know, we really want to have improved ratios for nurses and midwives in hospitals so that we are able to provide more one-to-one care, and women do leave the hospital environment feeling more confident with breastfeeding than they may otherwise be able to do.
Renee, I wonder, looking at the election pledges that we're seeing come out now, are you optimistic about the chance that doulas might one day be more publicly funded to be able to stretch out that follow-up care for women?
That's my absolute dream, Hilary. It really is, and I think Celia raised a really good point. There is some great services available and great people that the women are seeing along the way, but there's very little continuity of care. And I think that in itself is probably the best part of what we do, is really being able to hold that family, that woman, that family, throughout their entire journey. We have currently got a program already running, which is funded by Family and Community Services in New South Wales, interestingly enough, called Groundwork. And we are working
with women, disadvantaged women, who are at risk of losing their children postnatally. We're going into the home, sometimes 24/7, for a period of time, particularly in those first 6 to 8 weeks, to support them to parent. And it's very successful, actually. They're finding that the continuity of care is helping, and by having someone in the home is making a crucial difference. I would love to see that rolled out across the country, and I would eventually love to see not just postnatal doulas, but doulas in general, in birth and in death, and everything in between, you know, accepted in our culture here as a great part of all the systems that we have, and that we can work collaboratively together for, you know, the greater good, so that women, men, families, are supported emotionally through these amazing life transitions.
It is interesting, isn't it? Sometimes it feels like there's a difference in the Australian healthcare system and the psyche more generally. People seem to regard care for birth separately to care after birth, parenting a newborn, mm-hmm. and any mum can tell you they're such a continuity, aren't they? I'm wondering if that might shift within the hospital system. Celia, can I get your thoughts on that?
Oh, I would love to see models of care for women improved. Many women will just birth in an environment where they might have had antenatal care provided by their GP, who might have an obstetric certificate, midwives in the hospital that they see, any midwife that happens to be working on that particular day, or perhaps a private obstetrician where they might get more continuity of care. But I'd love to see midwifery continuity of care rolled out more extensively around the country, so women can have their antenatal care with a known midwife, have her called in and care for them during their birthing experience. And usually women in that model will then go home early, but have that same midwife come and visit them in the home. And they've developed that rapport for the months of time that they've had her care antenatally. And they can really debrief with her effectively about their birthing experience, because she was the one who was actually there when she comes and visits them in the home. So yes, continuity of care is immeasurable.
And are we seeing a shift, Renee, in the hospital system to the extent to which doulas are accepted to be able to be present for births and post-birth care as well?
I believe that we are. It really does depend on which state we're in and who's on shift sometimes. But certainly more broadly, we are accepted and becoming more understood, which is fantastic. I think that a lot of midwives and obstetricians that our college works with accept us and the work that we do. Our doulas work under a code of conduct and ethics, and they're very well trained, and we have a certified program. And I think that helps them accept us as well, knowing that we're not just some fly-by-night creatures passing through the night, that we are professional and we're here to stay. We're excited about the future. Our college is now working with a lot of organisations to really move forward in the hope that at some point in the near future we will be government-assisted.
Now, Dean has sent in a text saying, if doulas are a useful part of birthing and beyond, why aren't they part of Medicare? And another text says, postnatal care by independent private practicing midwives is subsidised by Medicare, visits at home after 6 weeks postpartum by a known midwife. Celia, can you confirm that that's true?
Yes, having had two home births with a private midwife myself, we did receive some Medicare funding for both our antenatal and our postnatal care, but it doesn't go a pinch to the actual cost of it. I think it was about $41 that we received for each encounter. But still, and no, those midwives really do a wonderful, wonderful job, but they're not there to come in, as Renee was discussing, be able to help get a meal on the table and go and let mum have a sleep for 5 hours. And so they do still serve a different role. But I was able to draw a lot of education from my private midwife about how to care for my new baby as a parent instead of a midwife.
And I have to finish off on this text from Larissa. Mm-hmm. I remember my grandmother telling me stories of having to help her aunt each time her aunt had a baby. My grandmother would have been between 8 and 15 years old. Each time her aunt had a baby, Gran would saddle the horse and ride hours to her aunt's. She'd stay there for a month to look after her nieces and nephews, cook and clean. This allowed her aunt to recover and get to know her baby, Didn't do much for my grandmother's education, though. So swings and roundabouts. We'll see how that pans out over the coming decades. Renee Adair, Director at the Australian Doula College, and Celia Cass, Midwife at Singleton Hospital. Thank you both so much for coming onto Life Matters today.
Thank you so much for your time, Hilary. And thank you, Celia.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for getting the message out there.
And if this story has raised any issues for you, or you just want to check in with someone, you can call the PANDA National Helpline. It's 1300 726 306. 1300 726 306. And they're answering the phones from 9 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. If you need someone outside those hours, you can always call Lifeline 13 11 14.